The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is dedicated to your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to help improve your mental wellness environment. I'm Art Silva, and our show is brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency serving the Siouxland community. Joining me today is my colleague and co-host, Brenda Geisinger, Chief Operating Officer of Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
How you living?
I'm living the dream.
Can't like it. I'll hope you say that next week after Thanksgiving. You
know, that's right. The whole I'll be snoozing away on the turkey.
I love it. Would you please introduce today's guest and topic?
Absolutely. So today we have with us Rosie Strong. She's been with us many times and always gives us very wonderful information to share with you all. Rosie has been with Agency of Family Services as a therapist for 40 plus years. She's a phenomenal therapist. So welcome, Rosie.
Well, welcome and good morning, everybody. It's Rosie, a good Thursday.
Good Thursday, right. So listen, what do you have? Better than next Thursday, because next Thursday's the day you want to get horizontal on the couch and have somebody just call you when dinner's ready. You've been watching football games and stuff. Everybody has their family tradition. That would be a great show someday. What do you do for Thanksgiving?
But I'm glad I don't do horizontal because I'm helping making the dinner.
Oh,
so
yeah,
other people are doing horizontal and waiting for us to call them.
You're one of the workers. I love it. Well, today we got a great topic, and it kind of ties in with Thanksgiving because we know the day after Thanksgiving is Black Friday. And what do? They go crazy and they go shopping. So today our topic is we're going to talk about the retail therapy and compulsive shopping. So would you want to start us off, Rosie?
Sure. You know, there's this word out there that's called retail therapy, and I think that many of us do this in the sense of giving us special treats, little treats as we, you know, have different things in our life. And there was a survey done in Michigan, and they talked about a number of people will do this to help themselves feel good, give them a different mood booster kind of thing. And it's about going shopping to give yourself a special treat or to celebrate something in your life. And so many times we do it consciously, and sometimes we just do it unconsciously because it makes us feel good.
Well, I'll tell you, it's all about getting back to what you said about your mental health. On one of our shows, we said, boy, if ladies aren't shopping, we got a mental health problem. So we're coming back to that because I really get it. They come back feeling good, and I notice people from our store stuff. When they find something that they like, boom, it lights up, and they can see themselves in it. They try it on, etc. And it's kind of fun, but can you take it to the excess? You know, when it's looking at it, you can take anything to excess. So what are some of the benefits? Let's go into retail therapy. What are some of the benefits of shopping?
What are some of the benefits of shopping? Well, it's instant gratification. In a sense, when you go and you are picking something out that makes you feel good. And it doesn't have to be anything expensive, in a sense, but sometimes just going and shopping and getting distracted with the colors and what's out there or whatever the circumstances you are in the sense of shopping gives us kind of like an emotional well-being, a boost. It can also help us with, you know, sometimes when our life gets really busy and people are going here and there and whatnot, sometimes going shopping, we can make our own choices and we can choose, and it helps us begin to feel a little bit more confident, like, okay, I'm going to choose this, and it feels good too. It helps with the level of choice making that we have, because sometimes it's like crazy making in the sense of choices.
Well, I think this would be mainly, and correct me if I'm wrong, a female activity. And I base that on the fact no one's called me up to go shopping.
They haven't, Art?
No, wait a minute. Don't call me up to go shopping. I would avoid them all. The mall's got to get smart. I think all the lady stores should put in a little bar, a little sports center right in the middle. So the guys can,
so the guys can go and sit and enjoy themselves.
How does this look? Oh, that looks great. What down is it? I mean, it's just one of these things that I think has to evolve. But no, I'm afraid to go into the, I'm not qualified.
I think men might do different kinds of shopping.
Guns,
their toys. Their toys are a little
equipment.
Different.
A little different? Okay. Get out of the Abbey Surplus store, huh?
Don't know.
I hear you. Hey, I'm Art Silver, along with my co-host, Brenda Geisinger, and our guest, Family Services Clinical Therapist, Rosie Strunk. And you're listening When Things Aren't Going Well. So let's continue our discussion on retail therapy and compulsive shopping. Okay, Rosie, let me ask you, what is the mental health impact?
Well, I think the big thing is that we don't, when we're doing like the retail therapy shopping, we don't have like this buyer's remorse where we feel guilt and we're concerned about things. We have an uplifting of our mood. It makes us feel better in a sense. And that really helps us in the sense of our mental health. It helps us feel better. I think Brenda's got an idea on that one.
We're kind of saving the queen of shopping.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
We're going to pick up all these tips coming up here, so we're going to hold off on that.
Okay.
And just keep our audience on hold.
Okay,
for the
we
queen
will
of
do
shopping.
That. Okay. But so, it does help. It does help mood. I think the big thing is that it helps our mood and it helps us feel better. Because sometimes it can help with when we're stressed out about something. And we can go and just kind of release our mind in a sense and just kind of shop and have a good time. And then also it's like being with other people. You know, I think sometimes it's socialization can be a really good thing, and connecting with others and in us like talking and whatever else we do when we're out there shopping.
Well, I think, shopping, the gender issue. I think when you take a look at the women, they get the enjoyment out of it. Mm-hmm. And if guys were smart, they come home and go, "Hi, honey. Did you go shopping today? What'd you buy?"
Now, it
doesn't work that way. Usually when the bill comes in, "Hey, what's this?" But, you know, it has an effect on the rest of the family. Mom's feeling good and she found a bargain today, hey, it's going to be good around the dinner table. It's just one of those things that it does elevate. And I think it's something that you kind of go into your own field, your own world. You know how you shop. You know what you're looking for. And it's the absence of a lot of other pressures and stress things. It fills that void right there to keep you happy. Mm-hmm. So, well, that's good. Well, I'll tell you, we kind of waited long enough. I know we got the keys out here. So, ladies and gentlemen, we want to bring you, boys and girls, the queen of shopping, Miss Brenda Geisinger. Brenda, let's just talk in general about your approach. I think you got a strategy to shopping.
Well, I don't even know where to begin. You know, people.
It's a big world, big universe.
It is. And a lot of people comment that I like to shop, and I do like to shop, but it's not necessarily just for me. I also enjoy finding that special gift for just someone, or if I see something, it's like, oh, they would really like that. So it depends on my mood, whether I'm looking for a shoes or a purse or an outfit or
shoes.
Nice. That's right.
Common denominator. Shoes, guys. You guys listen out there, shoes. Get that size, okay?
And it's like Rosie talked about, really finding something that you connect with. I do not like online shopping. I know some people do. But I also like being in a store and the colors and the fabrics and just being around people. Others completely enjoy online shopping. They don't want to be out there and look at all their different options. That's way too technology and overwhelming for me.
Brenda, you kind of sound like a professional at this.
So my three closets would suggest as such.
Do you have a strategy when you go into a store? Do you like that? I'm going to go here first. We're here. It depends on the store?
It depends really what my focus is, and I head there, but I have to go all the way around the store and look, and then pick which items I might want, and I prioritize, and then I go around again. I can be in a store for hours.
You know, my wife, we used to go to the farmer's market up at the lake every weekend, and she wouldn't buy anything until we walked through the place one time.
Yeah, you got to check it all out.
Tomatoes are the best over here. I said, just get tomatoes. I mean, what's the difference? But women have much more patience. I think we should put a course in guys understanding how women shop.
Because
it doesn't make any sense sometimes. Well, you know, but if we could understand that, it could be more supportive. So let's see. I wonder how it works in families, too. You know, and then you got the kids to think about and their needs. So it's all fun. So, hey, we're coming up on our break, so don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with more of When Things Aren't Going Well right here on 1360 AM, 90.9 FM, KSCJ.
Let's face it, it happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva along with Brenda Geisinger and our guest Rosie Strong. So let's continue our discussion on retail therapy and compulsive shopping. And I can't think of a better way to start the second half of the show but with the queen of shopping, Brenda Geisinger. So Brenda, would you say that you're a little compulsive shopper?
I think I can get there if I don't watch what I'm doing.
There's an honest answer.
You know, and compulsive shopping is really you just go, go, go and aren't keeping track of your accounts. There's really, you just buy on impulse and it can get dangerous very quickly if you aren't watching what you're doing. You do it to try to feel better. But once you purchase the item, you don't, the feeling goes away very quickly. It doesn't satiate that feeling of whatever is going on.
Well, so you got, after, it sounds like it's the conquer. Once you conquer it and you attack it and you have it, the thrill is gone.
Right, and then you keep going again looking for it.
Something else. Yeah. Okay, Rosie, we're going to turn it over to the expert. What's compulsive shopping?
Well, I think compulsive shopping includes, it's a part of also avoiding things that might be going on in your life. So it can be an avoidance of maybe stress in your life or something in regards to relationship in your life or something that's happening. And some people use compulsive shopping as a way to feel good. But what ends up happening is that the feel good doesn't last in the way that they're anticipating it. So then they have to continue to shop to continue to feel better or think they're feeling better in a sense. And so it's filling some kind of need or an avoidance of something that's going on in their life. You know, when you do the retail shopping, it can be kind of a slippery slope where it could move you into a compulsive shopping thing. But when you're doing compulsive shopping, you don't get the uplifting thing. It stays for a moment and then it's gone. And then you have to fill up the moment again. And so that's where it tends to be different than if you're just doing retail shopping.
So what are some of the signs of compulsive shopping?
Well, there's a lot of different signs of compulsive shopping. One of the things that I think about is where you're hiding things. You're hiding that you are shopping. You're hiding, it's a secrecy kind of thing. That can be a sign of it. It can also be something where you're finding yourself having problems where with work and family, and there's a stressful thing because of financial difficulties that are happening because all of a sudden, I think you mentioned earlier about the husband getting the bill and all of a sudden there's lots of bills coming up or they're hiding that. You know, there's sometimes there's the inability to control the shopping. It's like I got to keep going and going and going. And like online shopping, they might be doing a whole lot of research of this and that and whatnot. So you're spending a lot of time thinking about shopping, going shopping, you know, in that regard. And so there's those kinds of signs that are happening with the compulsive shopper.
I got a question for Brenda. Have you ever gone shopping and not bought something?
Yes.
And what's that feeling like?
You know, you sit there and you think, do I really need this or do I want this? Mm-hmm. And where am I going to put this or how am I going to use this? And if I ask myself those questions, I can, and make good choices about what I'm going to buy or not buy. Yeah.
Do compulsive shoppers just can't wait for the next newspaper to come out and all the ads and stuff like that? Is that the first place they go to?
I don't know if it's the first place they go to, but they probably definitely go there because they're looking at what they can buy and what, you know, what's going to fit their needs. The other thing is that being a compulsive shopper, you buy things that you really don't need. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so you might be looking at ads and go, okay, I'm going to go this, get that. And then you get it and why do I have it? And then they've got that guilt thing with it.
Well, certain stores, I think once you get into shopping, I look at it a different way. I look at the way they lay the stores out and all the intentional things they do to get the shopper there. So when I look at these professional shoppers, like the one sitting next to me, Brenda, they understand that. And they know they don't fall for the games, and they know just what they want to do, how they want to get there. And let me ask you this. This is something new, because we're having a problem with staffing. Are you finding problems with help in stores to give you some advice or to help, or do you not need it?
I think if you're in a particular store, let's say like a home improvement store, I don't know a whole lot about that. And so,
but
yeah.
You still go.
You betcha.
Still this week on
there
6.
There we go. That's fair.
And yeah, there may be that struggle of finding some money to answer your questions. I think that's always the case. I think it's even more problematic now than it was years ago. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's tough. I know this, that I won't go shopping. I go to Sam's Club because it's easy and I like it. But I won't go on weekends because it seems like the entire region comes in. So you tend to learn the shopping trends in your area. Saturday and Sunday is very busy, and that's good. Mm-hmm. And I love to see the families come through and load those carts up and stuff like that. Reminds me of kind of like the old days. So when I look at shopping, I did the grocery shopping. And I did it all the time when we're married. And I had it down to a science. I dropped my daughter off at Jan's class Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. I'd run to the grocery store. I got 1 hour to get it done. I knew the layout of the store. I drive to the store, get back there, and there she is at 11 o'clock, ready to go home, and I've got the grocery shopping done. My wife lost her way in the store. She hadn't been there for so long that she couldn't find her way around the store, and I could zip through it. I like comparing prices. What's the best per ounce? I like that kind of stuff. It's like a game. That's the game part. Clothing. Oh, man, how do you keep trying stuff on so much? I mean, off and on, off and on. Hey, give me 5 of those. Okay, I couldn't do it. I don't have the patience to shop. Can you give me any help in that area?
Help in the area of what?
That's why you guys bring people to go shopping with you. You have somebody to go back and get you another size or another color and this, and that way you don't have to get undressed and all just dressed to walk back out again.
Well, you know,
you shop in packs.
There's a system to it, and there's a method, and everybody has their method. And when you're, you know, having some problems in regards to compulsive shopping, you probably have a routine, kind of like what you were talking at the grocery store, as to how you go about doing things, and that's important maybe for that person in regards to their shopping. Sometimes when the routine changes up, that might create some stress, but I believe that with those folks who do have this shopping challenges, that they do. They kind of have their routine, their method, and that's what they do.
Well,
they've developed it over time.
The different kind of stores, like, for example, I look at our stuff store, and that's a hit or miss. You're either going to come in and find something. So that type of shopping, maybe I can't miss this, maybe on a regular basis, this is where I want to look for something. And if you don't get it, okay, fine. But other stores you know should be stocked, and you get help, and you go in and buy. So I guess there are different shopping adventures, I guess we will call it. So, with that, Rosie, what's the treatment for compulsive shopping?
Well, I think part of it is understanding what a person's emotional triggers might be. And because I said earlier is that, you know, compulsive shoppers are having something that they're avoiding or having some stress or whatever. And so I think as you become more aware of things, understanding what the emotional triggers, and then maybe you don't go and shop. When you're having those emotional triggers, you go and do something else where you might distract yourself and go exercise or, you know, go read a book or meditate or do yoga or something like that so that you can fill maybe that void with something else that's a little bit different and maybe more positive. I think you're going to say something.
The shopping experience, I think for most people, is pretty normal like that. But for some people, it could be almost on the verge of an addiction.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it can be an addiction where you're constantly doing it and you have phases of that process of getting ready for the shopping and then going out and experiencing it and researching it. And then you come down off of it because after you've purchased the item, then you come down. The other kind of thing that I think that sometimes that I've encouraged people to do is to do the 48-hour rule, where if you have an idea or you want to go shopping and you're compulsively looking at stuff, is to wait 48 hours and to see if it's something you need, if it's or if it's something you want. And many times you get through that urge to go.
Great idea. Great support. Mm-hmm. Well, we're getting near the end of our show. And before we do, I need one last comment from the Queen of Shopping as we approach Black Friday. Anything you can say on that, Brenda? Any tips for us?
Enjoy yourself.
That's a good one. I like that one.
That's a safe one.
No. Go early.
Go early, yeah. I'll tell you. Well, listen, we're coming up at the end of our show, and every week we share a joke with you, so it's good for the soul. So we're going to stay in the theme of Black Friday, so here we go. If you're going shopping on Black Friday, please be considerate by turning your phones horizontal before recording any fights. Thank you very much. We would appreciate that. Thank you, Brenda, Rosie, and also thanks to our listening audience. Stuff, Siouxland's best-kept secret, located at the former Indian Hills Shopping Center, is having a huge Christmas sale, so get in on the savings. New stuff arriving daily, so this is a hit-or-miss place. Boys and Girls Home and Family Services is a great place to work, and we have immediate openings, all shifts for mental health technicians. We're also looking for therapists and teachers, so give our HR manager a call at 293-4700 or visit our website. When things aren't going well, we'll be back next Saturday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ, and our topic will be sleep deprivation and mental health. Don't forget to do your homework this week and go out and have a good laugh. It's good for the soul. Have a great week and may the sun shine on you. Happy Thanksgiving. Peace.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.